and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study, we've been looking at Revelation chapter 13, and we've been looking at a person called the false prophet. He's also known as the second beast, who rises up out of the earth. And I've made mention before, that means that he is earthly. In other words, he's not from heaven. He's not heavenly minded or anything. He's Satan minded because he's controlled by Satan himself. And he came that he would be able to exalt not the false prophet, he is the false prophet. He came to exalt the Antichrist, the beast. He came and because of his supposed miracles, he causes people to wonder and to worship the beast, the Antichrist. He even goes so far as to have people to believe that he raises the Antichrist from the dead. But I believe by comparing Scripture with Scripture, the Antichrist doesn't really die. He's only wounded because the Bible says he was healed. He wasn't raised from the dead. And we've seen also how that the false prophet causes the people who worship the Antichrist, in other words, they're already worshiping him because the false prophet is causing that, and he has the people to make an image to the beast, the Antichrist. Now, in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 15, it says, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast." Remember now, the people, they are the ones who made the image, not the false prophet or the Antichrist. The people made this image. And now the false prophet is able to give life, supposedly, to this image. It goes on to say in Revelation 13:15, the reason is that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Well, now notice this. The life and speaking by the image is, I believe, actually demons who are in control of the image. Now, translated by many Bible and biblical expositors, having life and speaking by the image is an evidence of the working of demons, fallen angels who are controlled by the devil. Now, this false prophet, empowered by demons, by Satan himself, controlled by the devil, gives the appearance of bringing the image to life. Now, the image, with the appearance of having received the breath of life and the ability to speak is actually, I believe, demons in control of the image. God formed man from the dust of the ground, and it was by him, that's God's breath, that man became a living soul. This would be another attempt by the devil to imitate what God did when he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Notice in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Revelation 13:15, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast." This is not God doing this. This is the devil that appears to be through this false prophet of giving life to something so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Another attempt by the devil to imitate God. And those who refuse to worship the image of the Antichrist, what happens to them? Remember now, the image was made by the people, and it was given the ability to speak and do anything, I believe, that was possible at that time for that image to do. But those who did not worship the image of the Antichrist, what happened to them? Well, simply put, they're murdered. Now, the image did not kill the people. This is something else that people get in their minds, that the image is the one who killed the people who would not worship it. But the non-worship of the beast caused the people to be murdered. And notice this in verse 16 of Revelation 13, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads." Now, the Bible teaches us that these people were murdered, not by the image, but they were murdered by the people. The people who formed or made this image, they killed the ones who would not worship the image. You talk about somebody and people going off on the deep end. These people are without any kind of feeling for human life, those who are following this false prophet and worshiping the beast, the Antichrist. Now notice that the false prophet requires all without exception to have a mark. I believe that that mark, we could call it a stigma. It's a singular form of the word stigmata. Well, I believe this stigma or stigmata in the plural resembles the wound the Antichrist received. In other words, that mark's going to resemble that wound. And today, a stigma consists of, and this is the reason I believe this, the stigma consists of, we're told, bodily marks or pains resembling the wounds of the crucified Jesus and sometimes accompanying religious ecstasy. Now, let me read you something from the Catholic Information Research Center. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm simply reading what the Catholics believe and what they've been told. It says this, and I quote, "The stigmata is the spontaneous appearance of the wound marks of our crucified Lord on a person's body. These marks include the nail wounds at the feet and the hands, the lance wound at the side, the head wounds from the crown of thorns, and the scourge marks over the entire body, particularly the back." Well, it's in a quote there, and it's evident to me that the Catholic scholars do not use the Word of God for their teachings. The Bible refutes getting marks on the body or defacing the body in any way. We see this in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 28, where it says, "Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord." And by the way, the word stigmata means shame, disgrace. So when someone tries to tell you that this is of God, it is not of God. This is something that comes from the devil himself. Because the Lord has been crucified once, he will not have the marks on anyone else. He will not let anyone else take the honor and glory from him. And he deserves all the honor and glory because he did get those marks in his body. But nobody else is going to receive those marks like he did. Anyone that tries to do that are just imitators, just as this false prophet will be an imitator. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 17. "And that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." Well, without the mark, the symbol, stigmata, if you want stigma, without that mark of the Antichrist on the right hand or in the forehead, no one will be able to buy or sell. Revelation 13:18 says, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Well, when we read that, and that is familiar to even unsaved people, they use the term 666 and everything, and devil worshipers use that 666. They use that in devil worship. Well, notice this, that number is the number of a man. This is God's reminder to people that the Antichrist is just a man. He receives his power from Satan himself. He gets his marching orders from Satan himself. He's controlled by Satan himself. The false prophet is controlled by Satan himself. All of this is of the devil. and people are going to fall for it. But you know, people are falling for things like that today. Devil worship, worshiping man instead of worshiping God, worshiping things instead of worshiping God, worshiping someone who supposedly has the marks upon them of a stigma or a symbol, cuttings in their body, worshiping something that is supposedly representing God, but it does not represent God. Now, the beast that was on this earth, the Antichrist, had that image made after him in his likeness, I suppose, to look like him, and people actually worship that image. But God says you're not to make any kind of image. It makes no difference what it is. Don't make any image in reference to him. Don't make any image that resembles him and worship that image. We're to worship only God himself, not something that looks like him, and not someone who tries to portray that they are God or that they represent God. Now, a preacher who stands and proclaims the word of God, we're not to worship that man. We're simply to praise God for the word that goes forth from that man's lips, from his heart. That is, if he's preaching from the word of God and using God's word to preach to people. Well, notice this again now. The number of a man, God's reminder that this Antichrist is just a man. Well, what is the result of this false worship? Remember, the false prophet calls us all to worship the beast, the Antichrist. That is, all of those who are not saved, they will worship the Antichrist. They will fall down before him, before the image. And only those who do not have the mark, they're not going to worship this beast. And I remind you that several people will die during this time. Many people who do not receive the mark, that indicates that they know God as their Savior, Jesus Christ. That indicates that they're on their way to heaven. Now, many of them will lay down their lives, and they will not refuse Jesus Christ. They will not refuse to stand up for him. Therefore, they will forfeit their lives, but immediately they will go to be with the Lord. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the image and his worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Well, the Bible goes on to say that there's a result for the worship of the true Christ. There's a result for worshiping the false Christ, but now what is the result of worshiping the true Christ? Revelation chapter 14 and verse 7 says this, "Saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountains of the waters." In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34, it says, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." This is what Jesus will say to those people who give their lives during the tribulation period for him. This is what Jesus will say to those who have been willing to follow him and serve him while on this earth before they go to heaven. And he will say, "Enter ye in, be blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And I pray that you've done that you've trusted him. If you have, serve him today. Let him be your guide and lead other people to the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.